Way back in 2003, the Bush administration passed the program Medicare Part D to control the cost of prescription drugs for seniors who were paying out of their own pockets back then. Almost immediately, Part D was seen to be a potentially huge drain on the U.S. Treasury, and now certain chronic medications are breaking the bank for seniors for whom Medicare Part D covers only part of the out-of-pocket costs for drugs. This issue has made it into the 2016 campaign, but neither campaign has been able to clearly lay out what the problem is. An investigation by the news organization Fair Warning into Medicare Part D may help here. It says price spikes may be due to an overwhelming influence by drug industry lobbyists and a law that seems to tie the hands of insurance providers. Stuart Silverstein is assistant editor for Fair Warning, a nonprofit investigative news organization based in Pasadena, California. It focuses on public health, safety, and environmental issues. He carried out this investigation. Stuart, welcome, and thanks for trying to clear out something that's anything but clear.
Well, sure. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, seniors pay part of the cost of drugs under Medicare Part D. What has escalated in the last few years, and what is the reason for that escalation, as far as you can tell?
There's price increases throughout the healthcare economy, of course. One of the points we dug into, though, is why have drug prices risen so much under this program? This program, which is aimed at helping 43 million seniors this year, versus other federal healthcare programs. And, you know, we found things like, well, according to one report, the government pays 80% more for prescription drugs under this program than it does through the veterans program. It pays 73% more for drugs under this program than it does through Medicaid. So there's a huge gap here. Now, they got lucky for a while with the rise of generic drugs in recent years. That generally, you know, moderated cost increases in prescription drugs. But that trend's now changing, so the real concern is going forward. Are these prices really going to explode, and what can be done to stop that?
Well, you've alluded to the issue that's really basic to this whole thing. I mean, if you're talking about chronic drug medications that people take on a daily basis for a period of years, where these aren't curative medications, these are things that you would expect the price over time to go down as you move into generics and just basically the economies of scale. Why is the opposite happening here?
Well, first of all, new medications are being developed over the course of our lifetimes. Of course, we develop new health conditions. So sometimes on the individual level, if that's what you're pointing to, the mix of things that we need can change. And as new drugs are introduced, there's often a cost surge. Over time, the patent on those drugs plays out. Generic drugs come in, and that helps moderate prices. One of the problems now is that we're at a point in the cycle where, after benefiting from the rise of generic drugs for so many years, that benefit has played out. New medications are being developed, so we're getting a new price surge. In this case, but let's take a step back. People in this country pay more for prescription drugs than in any other country around the world.
Right.
And one of the contributors to it is the job or the lack of a job that the federal government does in imposing some kind of restraints on prices.
Now, candidates have talked generically about the idea of better negotiations for drug prices. You've alluded to the fact that the Veterans Administration pays different prices than Medicaid or even Medicare under Part D. What would that look like? Would that be a special agency that sets the price? Would it be a negotiation that seniors would actually sit in on or consumers would actually sit in on? How would that look?
Well, we really already have something for this, something very much like this, that is. For instance, in the veterans program, they decide what drugs are going to be offered. And if there's, say, two drugs that, perform a similar function and one is cost efficient, they can get at a reasonable price and one is a very high price, they'll take the position that we're going to buy the drug that's sold to us at a reasonable price, and we're not going to use the drug that has similar benefits but is much more costly. So, in fact, on the individual insurance company level, this goes on all the time. We have drug lists called formularies, And so that's used by the Veterans Administration. It's used by individual drug companies. So the structure for this kind of thing is already in place.
But lobbyists have an overwhelming influence?
There's an enormous amount of lobbying done by the drug industry. In fact, the drug industry and the insurance industry are the two, you know, big dogs of lobbying in Washington. And many critics have said that's why nothing ever happens. You know, ever since this law was passed back in 2003, which provided the prescription drug benefit for seniors, there have been efforts to let the government do some price negotiation, just the way it does for, say, the veterans program. But every year those laws go nowhere. And the most plausible explanation is that so much money is spent on lobbying and to a lesser extent on campaign donations that none of these bills go anywhere.
And Part D has really enabled the growth of this lobbying business, wouldn't you say, Stuart?
It's a piece of it.
Right, right. Stuart Silverstein is assistant editor for Fair Warning, a nonprofit investigative news organization based in Pasadena, California. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you.